Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll explore the concept of authority. Today's Bible verses are from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 2. Let every person be subordinate to the higher authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority opposes what God has appointed, and those who oppose it will bring judgment upon themselves.
Have you ever stopped to consider where authority comes from? In our daily lives, we encounter various forms of authority, from government laws to workplace rules. But according to the Bible, specifically Romans 13, 1, 2, all authority ultimately comes from God. This is a profound concept that shapes how we view and interact with the authorities in our lives. The passage states that there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been established by God. This means that every authority figure we encounter, whether we agree with them or not, has been placed there by God Himself. It's a humbling thought that challenges us to view authority through a different lens. This perspective doesn't mean we blindly follow every authority figure, but it does encourage us to approach authority with respect and understanding. It reminds us that even in situations where we might disagree, God is still at work, using these authorities as part of His greater plan. Let's delve into the concept of resisting authority. As we read in Romans, whoever resists authority opposes what God has appointed, and those who oppose it will bring judgment upon themselves. This doesn't mean we should blindly follow every decision made by those in power. Rather, it calls us to approach authority with caution and humility. There's a delicate balance between questioning authority and respecting God's appointed order. It's natural to have differing views or to disagree with certain actions taken by those in power. However, we must remember that outright opposition to authority can have consequences. This doesn't mean we'll be personally condemned for questioning authority, but it does remind us that there are often repercussions for going against established order. It's a call to wisdom, encouraging us to consider our actions carefully and to seek understanding before rushing to judgment or rebellion.
Now let's delve into the reassuring truth that God's plan prevails regardless of human authority. It's easy to feel overwhelmed or discouraged when we see decisions made by those in power that we don't agree with or understand. But here's the beautiful thing. No matter who is in charge or what choices are being made, God's ultimate plan and purpose will always prevail. The Bible tells us that God is firmly and eternally in control of our lives and the world's governments. This powerful statement reminds us that the actions of those in authority do not limit God. He has a greater plan at work and will bring all things under His feet in due time. In these uncertain times, this understanding can provide immense comfort. We may not always comprehend His ways or why certain things happen, but we can trust that He has a purpose for everything. God works behind the scenes, orchestrating events according to His perfect will. So even when the world seems chaotic, we can find peace in knowing that God is sovereignly guiding all things towards His ultimate good. Now that we understand the biblical perspective on authority, let's consider how we can apply these principles in our daily lives. One practical step we can take is to consistently pray for our leaders. Whether we agree with their decisions or not, we can ask God to grant them wisdom, discernment, and guidance in their roles. This not only fulfills our spiritual duty, but also helps us maintain a respectful attitude towards authority. Another important application is to keep our focus on Christ as the ultimate authority. While we respect earthly authorities, we remember that our primary allegiance is to God. This means aligning our actions and decisions with His teachings, even when they might conflict with worldly expectations. By doing so, we acknowledge Christ's supreme authority in our lives and trust in His perfect plan.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You recognizing that all authority comes from Your hand. Help us to approach the authorities in our lives with humility and respect, knowing that You have a purpose for them. Grant us wisdom to discern when to follow and when to stand firm in Your truth. Remind us that Your plan is always at work, even when we don't understand the actions of those in power. May we find peace in your sovereignty and trust that you guide all things for good. Lord, give our leaders wisdom and guide their hearts toward justice and compassion. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Rise and Walk. We hope today's episode has given you a fresh perspective on authority and its place in our lives. Remember, no matter what challenges we face, God remains in control. Join us next time as we continue to explore spiritual truths that can transform our daily lives. Until then, may you find strength and guidance in Christ, our ultimate authority. Goodbye, friends.